The turmoil in Venezuela continues. At least 66 people have been killed since protests began in April. Most of the deaths are linked to the police, the National Guard and associated paramilitary groups. But a 22-year-old man was also set on fire, it's claimed, by anti-government protesters. This week, the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, urged his supporters to take to the streets to defeat a conspiracy of traitors, who he insists are plotting a coup. Meanwhile, anti-government marches continue almost daily amidst calls for Maduro's resignation. On the streets of the Venezuelan capital, Gideon Long found that the threat of violence was never far away.
It started peacefully enough, with thousands of anti-government protesters moving slowly out of Altamira Square in eastern Caracas. The atmosphere was relaxed, festive almost. Street traders sold opposition t-shirts in the bright sunshine, and red, blue and yellow baseball caps emblazoned with the stars of the Venezuelan flag. I followed the crowd to see who they were. A mixed bunch, a lot of young men and women, but also families, children and older folk too. Many were dressed in white as a symbol of peace. They were unarmed as far as I could see, and wore caps, not hard helmets. But throughout the crowd there were pockets of young men, their faces covered, carrying gas masks, sticks and metal shields made from oil drums. They were either expecting trouble or looking for it. They didn't have to wait long. I followed the crowd for about half an hour as we were funneled up onto a concrete flyover that had been closed to traffic. The plan that day was to march to a state building in downtown Caracas, but the protesters didn't even get close. We soon ground to a halt, and up ahead I could see the black-clad figures of the National Guard, the military police. The first tear gas canister flew way down the road ahead of me, a fluttering arc of grey smoke against the blue Caracas sky. Then another, and another. Suddenly, like a shoal of fish, everyone around me changed direction, turning away from the gas and retreating back down the highway. I peered through the haze and saw a couple of young guys stripped to the waist, hurling rocks and bottles at the police. Spluttering, and with my eyes streaming, I retreated to safety. These protests have been going on for over 2 months. Most people on them want to march peacefully. I saw that for myself. And they've been remarkably creative. On one day, there was a women's march. On another, the protests were led by students, then musicians. One young man stood among the tear gas, playing the national anthem on a violin. Then came the march of the grandparents. And then, perhaps the most poignant one so far, as thousands of people ventured out onto the dangerous streets of Caracas at night for a candlelit vigil. But the protest posed some tricky questions for the opposition. Because the truth is that despite their ingenuity, their sacrifices, their determination, the demonstrators have achieved very little in practical terms. They want President Maduro to bring forward next year's elections, but he's refused. They want him to release political prisoners, but it hasn't happened. They want Maduro to scrap his plans for a new assembly that, in theory, could rewrite the constitution to allow him to stay in power for years. But he's pressing ahead regardless. And so, some people have decided that peaceful protest is just not going to work, and they formed what's known as La Resistencia, the resistance. They're the guys in the gas masks and helmets, sticks in hand, Molotov cocktails tucked inside their backpacks at the start of each march. The government dismisses them as a bunch of vandals, and there is something in that. On one day, I came across a truck parked across a highway to form a barricade. It had been hijacked. A young man was looting the cab, while another deflated the tyres. Another guy was threatening to stick a burning rag into the oil tank and set the whole thing alight. That's when I left. I also went to a pro-government march. No tear gas here, and a smaller gathering, but still passionate. It was a useful reminder that despite Venezuela's desperate plight, the hunger, the violence, the economic collapse, there are still those who believe in this government and remain loyal to the Bolivarian Revolution. It's hard to know what will happen next in Venezuela. Will the opposition protests fizzle out? Will they become more violent as La Resistencia takes up the fight? Is there still room for a negotiated settlement? And perhaps most importantly, will the armed forces continue to back Maduro's increasingly cornered government? As I wandered among the demonstrators, a young woman walked towards me carrying a placard, handwritten on a square of cardboard. Her message seemed to sum up how many people feel in Caracas, one of the most violent cities on earth. "I'm afraid to go out onto the streets," her placard read. "But I'm more afraid to be left without my country."
Gideon Long.